It's Valentine's Day Friday, and today thousands of couples across this great country of ours are going to get engaged, which means they're eventually going to get married, which means do they talk about their finances? When you get married, do you have a mixed, do you have separate bank accounts? Do you have a, you know, a joint bank account? Obviously, I never have because I kept my money separate. And what about combined debt and all of that? Let's go to the expert and our good friend, Craig Bolanos, founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group, LLC, host of In the Know, right here on AM 560, Sundays at 10 a.m. You don't want to miss that show. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Hey, I am fantastic. Amy, Sean, happy Valentine's Day to you. And Amy, you nailed it right out of the gate. Not just thousands worldwide, a million or two people are going to get engaged this very day.
Pigeons.
And I think they need to... and they need to get on the same page financially. Otherwise, it's a bad recipe to the start of that relationship.
Okay, so what about
no
mixed bank accounts, separate bank accounts? When you get married, should you combine your assets and should you combine your debt?
Well, you know, what we talk about all the time is I use this little line with people and I say, hey, if we got separate bank accounts, you're going to have separate lives. Now, that doesn't mean she can't have hers and he can't have his, but if you're going to be in a real relationship and you actually want some level of financial intimacy, there's got to be that little possessive pronoun, our. There needs to be our bank account, our retirement. And in the absence of that, you just don't have that level of financial transparency that I think couples need to make it work over the long haul.
But what about something special or something secret on the side, like a savings account, a rainy day fund for yourself, or maybe something naughty? I don't know.
Well, Amy, maybe for you something naughty, and I heard in the pre-up to this that you did keep some of your finances separate. Listen, again, she can have some money on the side. He can have a little bit of side money. But there needs to be awareness that those accounts are out there because, in fact, if you're really going to get serious, I tell everybody, you need to get financially naked with your partner. You need to bear all because there is no easier way to sink a marriage, to sink a relationship than financial infidelity, and nothing speaks more than financial infidelity than hidden bank accounts on the side.
Whose team are you on, kid? What are you talking about? Stop blowing any cover. It's everybody's got their own. I take care of the wife. She's fine. She's
you
got her own thing.
You have a secret savings account,
don't
you?
I have
you?
A secret savings account. How could I have a savings account? I got two kids in private school. I'm paying my own health care. Savings account? What are you, nuts? I'm at $8,000 a month just in nonsense. I'm barely scraping it. I don't need to pass that pressure on to the old lady. She's already unhappy.
Well, does she have her? Because she has got a business of her own. Does she have her own
account? I don't know what we do. We got our account. And then, you know, here's the other thing. We put our stuffs in financial responsibility as far as no debt. Mm-hmm. Right? So to me, that's the main thing that a couple owes itself. Because the rest of it, I mean, tell the truth, Craig. The rest of it's poppycock. If you pretend you got a savings account, but your debt is greater than your savings, you're bankrupt and you're faking it. So there's no point to a savings account if you have massive debt.
Sean, I'm only smiling because one of the things we talk about is financial freedom. Everybody thinks it's about attaining some number. It's about having some amount in savings. No way. Financial freedom comes from managing your cash flow, and the easiest way for anybody to increase their cash flow is to not be making payments on your debt obligations. So, yes, if you can live a debt-free lifestyle, you're ahead of the pack more
Sean
than most.
Oh, Sean gets an A+.
So here's what I think it's an obligation for young people to do, because I'm a real estate broker. I give this advice. People do not understand, Craig. When they borrow $300,000, over 30 years, they're actually paying $900,000 if they don't knock that down. I think the greatest savings account a couple can have is taking a mortgage that is over a long term and making it into 7 years, 8 years. Then they can have some stability in their life. But to me, I'm from the old school. I don't want to give that pressure to my wife.
Okay.
So I take the pressure.
All right, Craig, what about combined debt? Because when you think about it, these young couples, you know, if they have student loans, they're in for $100,000+, and then combined, that's $200,000, right?
No, you know what? I mean, that part's tough, Amy. You nailed it right on the head. I mean, this most recent survey I was reading off of Bankrate.com this morning said 63% of millennial marriages are starting off deep in the red. And that deep in the red is coming from the collegiate debt, which leads to a higher cost of what I call unsecured debt, credit cards. And everybody says they're waking up with a financial hangover. Now, the truth is, you know, when you come into this new relationship and you each are drowning in student loans, seeing red every day that you wake up, I think what you got to do is take a shared responsibility to finding a way to hammer those things away. And when we're talking about paying off debts, there's two methods, the avalanche method and the snowball method. And I will just say the snowball method, where you list your smallest debt first, up to the largest, and you throw everything you can at the smallest debt, making minimum payments on the other, and then to the next and to the next. That is the formulary for success for those that want to get rid of that financial hangover.
Now, Craig, those of us without the magical math municipal pensions who are raising, say, girls, shouldn't you just make friends with the idea that you're going to be a homeless bum when you get older and just pick a state where you're not going to freeze at night? Or is there a way that somebody, say, over 50 could start to prepare for retirement now?
Well, Sean, your cynicism, I hope, is not that contagious. But the reality is everybody is up against, I mean, listen, it is a high mountain to climb. The truth is, if you're in your 50s and you haven't yet hit your stride, meaning you're not on the pathway to financial freedom because you haven't amassed that big 401k, you haven't contributed to the IRAs, I would bring it back to be really simple, which is, hey, let's make sure you knock off all the debts right now tomorrow, starting, not next week, not next month, tomorrow. Make that commitment to be debt-free, and then get with a dedicated advisor that's going to help you find some ways, whether it be creating passive income, whether it be investing appropriately, because the hardest step is that first step, Sean. But no, let's not kid ourselves. No one's got reasonably priced health care unless you've got a municipal pension with a guaranteed 3% cost of living. It's just not easy anymore, and I'm not going to lie to you about it. But you could do it. You know America can.
All right. Back to Valentine's Day. Should you have a financial date night?
Oh, I love it.
Maybe not tonight, but maybe later on, where you just sit down. You know, you just go out. You have
it. See, more fun from the wife. Go ahead.
No.
You don't have a financial date night.
No. Amy is brilliant. I mean, she came up with this on her own here, and I'm going to tell you, I'm all smiles, Amy, ear to ear. But please, don't make tonight your financial date night, because it won't end well. But I want you to use Amy's idea as an excuse to grab your partner, grab your best friend in life, go out, and I don't want you to be talking over appetizers and drinks about you spend too much money and you do this. There's no finger pointing. The financial date night is about creating a shared vision for the future. Where do we want to be? Not when do we want to retire? What lifestyle are we retiring to? And if a couple can create a shared vision, a compelling vision, then they're willing to do the hard work. And, yeah, financial date night. And who doesn't like dessert, right, Amy?
Exactly.
I'm just going to marry Dan Proff's widow after he dies from the stress of five jobs. Okay. I'll live on his money.
All right, so Craig Bellano, who's on your show this Sunday?
Oh, so you know what? This Sunday, Leslie and I, my wife, we're going to be talking about the keys to a rock-solid marriage, especially around finances. And I'm just hopeful that Leslie's going to be thrilled with her date night tonight. We're going to go to dinner, and then we're going to sit in an ice rink for, hockey playoffs at the high school.
Ooh,
shout
good.
Out to Steve, Fremd High School.
Nobody likes a suck-up, Craig.
Wait, who are you? Fremd High School, you said? They're in the playoffs?
Correct.
All
yep.
right. The Fremd Vikings, I believe. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Wish us luck.
All right. Well, good luck. And Craig Bellanos, founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group, LLC, and host of In the Know on AM 560, Sundays at 10 a.m. And be sure to listen this Sunday at 10 a.m. when his wife Leslie's on. So thank you so much, Craig, for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right. You got it. Have a great day, guys.